Listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That's Jeff Beck with Johnny Depp, a song called Isolation from the album 18. We're playing that because the legendary rock guitarist Jeff Beck has passed away at age 78. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. It's my pleasure to welcome in a special guest and a voice that you're probably all familiar with if you're a regular listener to this show, Tim Hudak, CEO, Ontario Real Estate Association, and the former leader of the Ontario Conservatives. Tim, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Richard. Thanks for having me on the show. Good to hear your voice. Best birthday wishes to Jim Richards. Sorry to hear that he's under the weather. So he gets a makeup birthday now, right?
I think so. I think we have to give him two cakes when he comes
exactly.
back instead of the traditional one that he always gets on January 11th. We're here to talk real estate here, and there's been a lot of headlines that are probably making people a little bit nervous. As the CEO of the Ontario Real Estate Association, tell me, are we headed towards a severe crisis in Canada's housing market because real estate remains, as one economist has said, really overvalued?
Yeah, I don't see that. I have a much more, you know, positive view of the intermediate future. There's an old joke about the there's always economists who are so negative, right, that they predicted 10 of the last two recessions. So you're always going to find some like that on the negative end. You'll find some of the positive end on the opposite. The best advice I can give, Richard, talk to your real estate professional. Talk to the realtor in the neighborhood where you live or you want to live, who's going to tell you, you know, where they see prices going, mm-hmm. what kind of demand there is. You know, each market is going to be different. There's no doubt, you know, we're down from the highs of the market that we saw in February, March of 2022. However, when you look, for example, the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board just put out their stats. December prices were still higher than December of 2021. So, you know, I can't really say it'll be in 2 months or in 5 months, but I can tell you with, I think, a lot of confidence that in 2 years or 5 years, prices will be back up. There's a lot of demand out there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always a smart long-term investment for your family. But when you're making the biggest investment in your life, get the advice of that real estate professional, your realtor.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have been conditioned over the last number of years to dive in. There's bidding wars. I want this one. I have to have it. I've got to get it. And I think it made a lot of people make rash decisions that perhaps they might would have, you know, in any other situation, might have given more of a second thought to.
There's that phenomenon that can happen, right? They call that FOMO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of missing out, FOMO, that can drive real estate activity. The bidding wars we saw taking place last year, and they can still happen now. It depends on the property and the neighborhood. But you really need to have that realtor there to keep you calm and cool under pressure in the pocket. You make your mm-hmm. plan ahead of time. How much can you afford? What are the trade-offs going to be? What does it mean for your own home? You know, that's why you don't want to leave money on the table or spend too much by going it on your own. Market timing is challenging because usually the market's going to time you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big investment for you. It's where you can truly be at home. It's a place of security. Your fondest memories, where you raise your family. Don't mess around. Get professional advice and don't overreact emotionally.
How have years of record low interest rates affected Canadians who have bought homes over the last little while and Canadians who may be thinking about buying now, where the interest rates have changed?
Yeah, so there's no doubt that the low interest rates helped a lot of people get into the market more than it would have been, you know, 7-10 years ago. And now we're seeing higher interest rates, and that makes it more of a challenge. In fact, the big issue that we work on every day at the Ontario Real Estate Association is how are we going to create that next generation of Canadian homeowners? How can we get more people, young millennials, new Canadians, the keys to a great place to call home? And the challenge has been we've got an affordability crisis. The cost of housing has been very high, and each generation in the past in Canada had a better shot owning a home than the one before it, except now, Richard, we've gone backwards. The problem is that it's actually become a deeper affordability crisis because of higher mortgage rates, the mm-hmm. carrying cost. Typically, they'll say that, you know, your after-tax income, what you can actually put in your pocket after the tax man takes his bite, should be about 33% goes towards housing. That's a safe spot to be. In the GTA, it's upwards of 80%.
Yeah.
So we got to turn that around. The best way to do it, Richard, I'm glad to get into details, we just got to build more homes that people can actually afford.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly what's on everyone's list. Every politician that you hear speaking about it says, we need affordable housing. And certainly in my neighborhood, they have built condo after condo after condo, and every one of them has a sign that says, starting at $1.4 million, which doesn't seem all that affordable to me. But somewhere in the city, I'm sure they're building affordable housing.
And we need more of it, whether that's a high-rise condo, mm-hmm. whether that's a ground-level, you know, home with the picket fence and everything in between. We need more quality rentals. Here's the problem. For a good two decades, so 20 years plus, we were not building enough homes in our yep. province to keep up with what was predictable, more immigration coming in. And the millennials, Richard, I think you know this from your work in the entertainment field. This is the biggest generation in Canada's history. They're yep. the best educated. They're coming into the marketplace. They're getting married. They're having kids, they're getting promotions at work. We didn't build enough homes to catch up. And what that meant was it became an increasingly cruel game of musical chairs. We had more people chasing fewer and fewer homes. Mm-hmm. The solution, build more homes like you talked about, allowing more properties in urban areas that have a single family home, like a wartime bungalow. You can knock that down, build a duplex, a triplex, entry-level housing for first-time buyers. We could convert underused government property and building and commercial properties to housing. They're already serviced. They're on transit lines and Antigua Transit. Build up along those lines. The governments are making smart decisions in the province and the city, investing in subways and LRTs. Fantastic. But does it make sense, Richard, after you put billions into that transit system, that you only can build up to two stories around it? That's nuts, right? So there's some ideas right there.
I'm speaking with Tim Hudak, CEO of Ontario Real Estate Association and former leader of the Ontario Conservatives. This wasn't on the list that we sent over to you, but what do you think about the BC home buyers who now have a three-day cooling off period once they've made a bid on a house? They can actually take the bid back. Now, there's a fine to pay if you know they take it back, but should Ontario have that too?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. From my time when I was, in politics, I was actually the minister responsible for consumer protection in housing, and now at the Ontario Real Estate Association, policies have to work during hot markets and cooler markets, mm-hmm. and in big cities and small towns. You got to be very careful because of the domino effect. So let me explain what can happen here. When you talk to your realtor, they're going to say a financing clause is going to be critically important. A home inspection, you got to see what the home is like, right? You put those into your contracts or work with your realtor. The problem with an automatic cooling off period is people can game the system. So I'll give you an example. Say there's a, you know, speculator out there with deep pockets. He could go to four or five homes, put bids on those homes, wrap them all up, and then during that waiting period, other buyers, they move on, and he goes back to the homeowner, puts a gun to her head, and he says, you know what? I'm going to walk away from this deal, basically, without paying a very minor penalty, unless you reduce the price. And they may have put a bid on a future home, right? So you got to be careful that if you bring in new rules like that, they can't be gamed by the system and put a seller, right? Another human being who's yep. probably looking to retire somewhere or whatever. You can't put them on a tightrope walk.
Tim, we have to leave it there. We're out of time. I've been speaking with Tim Hudak, CEO, Ontario Real Estate Association, and former leader of the Ontario Conservatives. Thanks so much, Tim. And we'll get together and help Jim celebrate his birthday when he comes back.
I look forward to Richard, thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
You too. When we come back, Dan Riskin and I are going to talk science. You're listening to Richard Krause on News Talk Tonight. Stay with me.